This is episode 234, recorded March 27th, 2015. Packard pokes at, okay, let's talk. Gay marriage versus martyrdom. One person's rights or another person's persecution. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, our special guest, Lee Lemon, was unable to join us for tonight's show. We will try to have her on again at a future date. Our deepest apologies to her fans who came to see her on the show.
What time is it? It's Packard Pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
The sleeper has awakened.
Well, it's good to be awake for this show, but it usually puts most people to sleep.
Yeah, like me.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I have snored on a live podcast.
Check out the interview with Creationist Cat. Right towards the end.
That was a good show. I laughed my ass off.
Oh, yeah. We're still getting
well
comments on that
at
one.
The end.
You were definitely well rested at the end. And joining us from the ill of Illinois is Dana, the talking primate.
That's the talking Hussein ol' primate to you, sir.
I wish I could come up with a better response, but I have none.
I just thought it fit in perfectly with what we're going to get into.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That it does. That it does. And tonight is our one-hour segment of Okay, Let's Talk. So let's get into that right now. Tonight's topic is gay marriage versus martyrdom. One person's rights are another person's persecution. There are a lot of laws that are on the books, that are new on the books, because of religious senators and religious people who are in charge of our government and putting these religious liberty laws on our books, which are wholly unconstitutional. How they get them through to be on the books, I don't know. But the fact is that because of these religious liberty laws, they are actively trying to stop people from being able to get married if you're gay or a lot of different things. Like down in Georgia just recently, several women were arrested for protesting a bill that would let employers be able to fire you or to fire them if they were to have an abortion because it would be against their religious liberties, which is totally bullshit. We also have, I may have mentioned this before, we have several videos we're going to play, and we're going to clip one, and we're going to kind of springboard off of that. Let's go with clip one.
Really, we wanted the Supreme Court justices. Yes, they're the most powerful judicial body in the land, but guess what? There's a most powerful judicial person in the universe who rules over the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's God Almighty. And God has said that marriage is between one man and one woman. That is his design from all throughout the Bible. And so if the Supreme Court of the United States is going to force homosexual, quote, marriage on America, then they are going against God. And we wanted them to think about that. Bottom line is, Brian, we all agreed here. It was time to say what the Bible and what God has to say about marriage. This is a sober moment for our country. If the Supreme Court does this and foist unnatural, quote, marriage on all of America, despite the fact that 31 states have said marriage is between a man and a woman, it will be an incredible constitutional injustice. It'll represent more of a power grab by the federal bench. And it'll be a a fist in the face of God Almighty. So
you know, it strikes me, Tim. This is the, and I'll let you go. It just strikes me. This is the best in the prophetic tradition. I mean, this is what the prophets of old did. If there was a king that was out of line, the prophet was the one who was called by God, stand up and say, what you are doing is evil in the eyes of the Lord. And what I hear you saying, Tim, and I'll give you the last word here, is there was a need for somebody to speak with a prophetic voice to our Supreme Court.
That was courtesy of Right Wing Watch. Tim Wild, that was Tim Weidelman who was doing most of that talking on there. And, of course, he was right next to Fucktard Fisher. And
is that his real name?
Yes.
Might be his middle name.
It's his middle name, I think.
The fucktard is silent.
Yeah, the fucktard is silent. Tim Wildman, he got one thing right. He said that the court is right at the first 8 seconds. He was right in Sanity Town for a whole 8 seconds saying, you know, the court has a higher authority, you know, over the land. And then the crazy train left the station from that point, saying that, you know, God is the ultimate authority over the whole country and the world. The whole problem with this is that not everybody believes in their God. And the thing is that the fact is that they think that they can use this as a reference to why that they think that their religion should be able to rule over our Supreme Court.
Yeah, this year the Supreme Court's going to hear for the first time a case about gay marriage, about marriage equality. And everybody's on the edge of their seats for it because people who are against civil rights, who are against marriage equality, are really worried that the Supreme Court's just going to rule that it's okay. And yeah, it's just going to, you know, like sweep across the land, everything, you know, gay marriage for anyone who wants it. And the people who are for civil rights, who are for marriage equality, are kind of hopeful and optimistic. There is a swell of optimism. But there's still – I mean, I think everyone needs to keep in mind this is the same Supreme Court that gave us the Hobby Lobby decision.
Yeah, it is.
So who knows what they're going to do? We've been making progress state by state, and we now have more than half the states have some form of marriage equality on the books. And the Supreme Court could set all of that back with one decision, one bad decision, just like the Hobby Lobby case, which, you know, when that came down, everybody was like, oh, it's – gloom and doom, it's going to lead to this, it's going to lead to that. And sure enough, it has. There's been several things coming up as a result of the Hobby Lobby case where companies are saying now, well, we don't have to do that because of religious exemptions. And it's like something that's completely unrelated to to any kind of religion precedent that came up before that, just because they don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Apparently, the justices are going to consider four cases from Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and they're going to consolidate it together all in one hearing. It's going to last about 2.5 hours of oral arguments. That's coming up here in April. And then the issue a ruling term will end in late June. So even if we get a decision in April.
When's the arguments going to take place?
It just says in April. It does not say exactly when.
Oh, in April.
When.
Okay. Arguments in April, decision by June.
Yep.
That's exciting. I mean, that's probably the most exciting thing to go before the Supreme Court in a while.
Yes.
But, you know, like I said, these are the same people who gave us the Hobby Lobby decision. So who knows how it's going to go.
Yeah.
It might go equal protection under the law. It might go disastrously worse the other way, you know.
Oh, yeah. They could say, yeah, states are not allowed to give gay people marriage rights, which would be unconstitutional. I think it's all under the same amendment as the one that goes for that covers the abortion one, privacy, the privacy laws.
Well, the 10th Amendment gives the states the rights to issue marriage licenses. Mm. That's why the marriage equality has been a state by state fight, is because whatever isn't granted to the federal government is granted to the states. And so the 10th Amendment gives the states – that's like a lot of times you hear the Tea Party people going like, oh, that means the states can do whatever they want. No, 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 no. The 14th Amendment and the Civil War said the states can't do whatever they want.
Right.
But the 10th Amendment gives the power to the states whatever the federal government isn't doing. And that includes marriage licenses, license plates, driver's licenses – you know, all the things that you go to your local state government to do, all those little things that we all do state by state instead of to the federal government. That's the 10th Amendment stuff, not the states can do whatever they want to do. And that's why the marriage equality fight has been state by state.
Yeah.
Because it's that power to regulate marriage licenses is delegated to each state.
Absolutely. Dana, do you have any thoughts on this?
Oh, I was going to speak to the video that we just saw.
Sure.
Tim Wildman.
Tim Wildman
said that basically the decision would be a fist in the face of God.
Yeah.
And the image of God getting fisted is hilarious.
Yeah, you know, I was I was thinking about that. If their God is so powerful, you know, if they're going to put the fist in the face of their God, do they actually think that that's going to actually hurt? If this is going to hurt their God, then their God is not all powerful. Then he has obviously a glass jaw.
Well, he did say that God is a person. I mean, you heard him say it. He said God is a person, but he's the best person in the universe. So I suppose fisting him would be reasonable. So by his logic,
if you're gonna fist God, at least buy him a dinner first. You know, don't go in there just without it. You know, dinner is always mandatory for anything.
And then breakfast the next morning.
That's right.
So by his logic, God basically would negate the Supreme Court decision, right?
Yeah.
So that means we can bring back slavery?
That's what I would hope not, but
What was that? Dred Scott? We can bring back slavery, and money no longer equals free speech, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And maybe we should stop giving poor criminals legal counsel as well.
Yeah, those people who are poor that can't afford a lawyer. You know what? Let's just railroad them.
Yeah, let's just put them right in prison. They don't need a lawyer.
Right. Exactly.
So
that's what prisons are for: people who can't afford lawyers.
Yeah.
If you can afford a lawyer, you're not going to prison.
No shit.
I think the people that bitch about the Constitution the least are the ones that know are the 3, 2, 1 I think the people that bitch about the Constitution the most are the ones that understand it the least.
Yeah, definitely. Also, there are people out there who think that they are going to have to martyr themselves because of this if the court goes this way. I mean, which is really weird. Or I don't understand this persecution.
What are they, ISIS? They're going to martyr themselves?
Yeah, that's what. Well, that takes us to our next clip, which is in clip 2.
There is persecution afoot. It's abroad. We know about that. You've heard about some of that. But it's also here. And I want to speak about one part of it quickly. Homosexual marriage is bringing about the tip of the spear of the battle that we're going to face. There are wives, your sisters, your children, who now are going to be forced to go into public restrooms and share them with men dressed like women. This is an epidemic proportion in gyms, in schools. In Massachusetts, where homosexual marriage has been legal for 10 years, the stories would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court will make a decision on whether homosexual marriage will be the law of the land in April. And if they do, every single person in this room is going to be forced to make a choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, even if you don't want to engage in this battle, you will. And your people will. And you'd better stand. I would recommend that you stop playing it safe. You know, the Bible says if you can't keep up with men, how will you run with horses? You must prepare for martyrdom. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's coming.
And that is another clip from Right Wing Watch.
That couldn't be any more sexually suggestive. No, that's what she says. She goes, I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's coming. And then is there any like subtler subtext in talking about the tip of the spear?
Yeah, I know. I was listening to that part. There's like, she was. I think she's got other things on her mind, and it wasn't that.
No,
yes.
But
I think
we've all watched recent war movies. We know that expression.
That's right. Hey, speaking
of
hair,
that was Sandy. I'm just sorry. One second there. That was Sandy Rios. Apparently, she's a contributor for the Fox News Channel, and a talk show host.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you know she has.
They need more intelligent contributors. Does she have blonde hair?
Yep, she's a blonde.
She'll fit right in.
Yes. Well, no, she's already there. So go ahead, Dan. I did not mean to interrupt you there. I just had to.
No, that's okay. That's okay. They're bad jokes anyway. Yeah. No, the. she said, "What you're gonna see will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck."
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, she doesn't give any examples of that.
True. But speaking of hair, the 70s, the 80s, and the early 90s called, and they want their hair back.
Yeah, no, it, she also said that the Christians should prepare for martyrdom. And I'm like, I was a little astonished by when I heard that, or when I heard that, the fact is that she thinks that Christians are out there going to have to martyr themselves. Now, I don't know what form that's going to take. I'm wondering, is she trying to suggest that maybe they should take it to the next level and, you know, do the same thing that, like, not ISIS, but the terrorists are out there are doing is, you know, to blow yourself up?
Yeah, not the ISIS.
Yeah.
The terrorists.
The terror, regular terrorists.
You got to distinguish between the two.
Yeah, between
those ISIS guys, they're not bad, you know.
The ISIS terrorists. I'm talking the other terrorist groups out there.
Oh, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I know. But there are, I did look this up. I was having a discussion with somebody earlier today, and they said that, you know, Christians don't do that shit. Well, I've had discussions like that.
Wow.
I've had discussions with Christians basically saying, well, a Christian doesn't do fill in the blank. And then I can go up and Google it, and I can find out that they actually do that. In fact, several hundred years ago, there was a Christian cult. It was out in Africa, but they would martyr themselves by either attacking people for their religion, or they would goat people into attacking them so they would die for their religion, so they could become martyrs.
You don't even have to go hundreds of years ago. I mean, right now in Africa, there are the witch camps, call them, where young women are accused of witchcraft and they're shamed out of their villages, and so they have to gather together in these camps where all these women live, and they're all accused of witchcraft by their Christian communities that they grew up in.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I mean, the passages in the Bible are cited, like, you know, they're not stoning them or burning them at the stake or anything, but they still are expelling them from their communities, and they have to live together in these, you know, camps, and foreign relief workers have to go in and assist with them and stuff, and that's something that's happening right now. That's modern day.
Yep, exactly. Connie from the chat room said the only reason Westboro Baptist doesn't burn their opponents is they know they can't get away with it.
and that's not the only example either. I mean, there's lots of religion on religion violence going on. Like if you Google anything, like I had a coworker who said, like, oh yeah, the Muslims are burning down churches in such and such a country, and I Googled it, and, like, sure enough, that was happening. But if you Google Christians burning down mosques, you'll find another country doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just happening everywhere. Religion is very divisive.
It is.
Wherever there's you know, communities of this religion living next to communities of that religion, a lot of times they tend to do stupid, fucked up shit to each other.
Yes.
Even in countries where, like, with religions, like right now in India, Hinduism is really trying to assert itself. They're trying to make Hinduism the official Indian state religion.
Yep.
They're trying to really oppress the Buddhists and the Muslims that are living there. And they're trying to get people to profess their Hinduism. And they're even oppressing against the Christians that live in India,
mm-hmm.
trying to get them to say, like, well, I am a Hindu officially, like, publicly and stuff. And it's, you know, I mean, this shit is going on right now.
Yeah. We had a comment come in from Twitter over from Dawkins Dog. He says, my father said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. This is why I was arrested for killing those Christians in Italy that time.
Funny.
I just set things on fire and play a fiddle.
You do like the fiddle around, don't you, Joe?
Right.
We do have another video here.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
couple of things on this.
Sure.
I just wanted to first of all, I wanted to know how Christians were going to martyr themselves, because if they're just going to take their own lives, then I say, go for it, and take a few of your friends with you.
You know, there was a few years ago, there was this guy who was opposing some rights that were happening. I think it was out in Arizona or Utah. I think it was Utah, to be honest, because it was reminds me, I think this guy was a Mormon, so I think it was Utah. He was out there. He was on a quote-unquote hunger strike. But the thing was, at the end of the day, when the sun went down, he would have something to eat. He wouldn't eat a lot, but he would have something to eat. So it wasn't a real hungry strike. It was a pussy hunger strike.
He was fasting for Ramadan.
For a month.
That's what
he
they
did
do.
It.
That's what they do.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
As but soon as the sun goes down, woohoo!
And the people were like, oh, well, he's fasting. So after he got done with his fast, he said, oh, I lost like all this weight. And people were like sending him pizzas. Like, dude, really?
That's funny.
Well, I mean, hey, if they're martyring themselves, I mean, they're already martyrs by default.
Yeah.
You know, like they're martyrs since the moment they were baptized or whatever.
Hey, I don't want this video to go by without saying my best joke.
Sure.
So there's no way you can put her picture up there, is there?
No, actually.
Okay, so everybody just remember what Sandy Rios looks like.
Yeah.
And remember what she said. She said that basically that like her main concern is actually like walking into a bathroom and having a transgendered person actually use their bathroom. Okay. Well, I was just thinking that she might enjoy sharing bathrooms with the transgendered. I mean, come on, she looks like Joan Rivers in drag.
You know, that's what she basically said there, and I forgot that she had said that, but thank you for reminding me that the fact is she thinks that people are going to go through all that surgery just so they can get a look at the other gender. You know, what she fails to remember that there's this thing called the internet and there are porn sites everywhere. You can go to a porn site and see the same thing for free in the privacy of your own home, and you don't need to do any of that. That's like buying the whole plane for the fucking free peanuts.
Right. And it seems to be a big concern with these people lately with the whole bathroom thing.
Yeah.
Like, you hear this a lot lately where there's like, your daughter's going to go in the bathroom and see a penis. Nobody sees each other's junk when they go in the bathroom.
Right.
You know?
Especially a lady's bathroom.
I was just going to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're all stalls.
And like, you know, nobody goes in the bathroom and sees each other's junk. Everybody's careful not to show off their own. Everybody's careful not to look at each
other. Well, Joe, I like to whip mine around just to give everybody a good look at what a real one looks
like. Well,
only when
people's daughters are around.
But that's you, Packard. I mean, you don't speak for the rest of us.
Oh, well, see? See how little it happens? I'm just kidding. Don't do that shit.
Don't talk about your junk and little in the same sentence.
This is true.
We all know that's not the case.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying so. See, that was an unsolicited endorsement.
it's scaremongering is what it is.
Yes, it is.
They're just trying to get like parents riled up, like, your kid is going to see some guy's junk. And it's like, what? What?
Yeah, Tarf in the chat room just said she is worried about a man attracted to her in the bathroom. Do they not care about lesbian being attracted to her in the bathroom as well? Basically, you know, is that going to be the next thing? If you're a lesbian or gay, we're going to make them all wear signs because this way we can point out which ones are the lesbians, which ones are the gays. Is that what they're going to do next?
Purple triangle, right on the shirt there.
Yeah, a little on the shirt.
In Australia, there was this movement because some politician down there made some kind of either rule or law or comment about transgendered people using the correct bathrooms that they were born. Like, if you were born a woman, you have to always use the woman's room. If you're born a man, you always have to use the man's room. Even though these people have gone through, they're now transitional or they're completely transitioned. You know, I don't know.
That's kind of stupid.
Right. So this movement was, okay, let's go into the bathroom that I was, you know, like if I was born a woman, I'm going to go in the woman's room and take a selfie of me in there. And if I was born a man, I'm going to go in the man's room and take a selfie of me in there and post it to Twitter using a certain hashtag. I wish I remember what the hashtag was, but I went and looked at all those tweets. There are like people who are born a woman who straight up look like a dude now in the ladies' room taking a selfie. going, is this the bathroom you feel comfortable with me in?
And oh, that's a good point.
There are people who were born a dude who now look like a total chick. They look completely like a woman. And they're in the men's room. You can see the urinal behind them, and they're taking a selfie. And it's like, do you feel comfortable with me in this room?
Well, guys,
I thought it was
well,
a fantastic use of social media down in Australia to make a point about this asshole politician making
right.
his comment.
Well, I was gonna say, Joe, that you know, in most guys' bathrooms, if they see a woman walk in, you know, that's when the porn music comes out usually. So I'm just saying.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
No, but you're right. It was a great idea for them.
I suddenly run for the stall. I like, well, I'm not using the urinal right now.
Shy kidneys.
You're married, Joe. You know, there's a lot of guys out there. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't hang out in bathrooms for sex.
Well, neither do I, unless you're, you know, a senator that from Minnesota. But
right.
Nice. Or George Michael.
I just got a wide stance.
George Michael.
Yeah, I think that was him. But you're right. That's a great campaign. The fact is, you know, to go into another, to have them do that and to show that what they're saying is completely idiotic. I'm just glad right now that that's not the case. I mean, because even South Park kind of touched base on this a few months ago, where they actually made up a special gender room for Cartman because he thought he had to have his own bathroom, so he had this whole thing put in just for this, and then it turned out to be a total waste. But anyway, we got another clip here. We're going to go to clip three.
Do you have any idea in your mind, any prediction of how that ruling is going to go, and how should we as conservatives respond to a Supreme Court ruling that would uphold or impose same-sex marriage on the whole country? How do we respond to that?
Well, I'm not one to predict what the courts are going to do. However, we just cannot live in a country where one judge or even five judges are able to change the law of our land that goes against the laws of most of our states, and we've had for several thousands of years, about the definition of marriage. That's simply not our form of government. We believe in we the people. And so there are various ways that you find some people. We filed some briefs about how the governors can refuse to enforce such a decision, how the new president can tell the attorney general not to enforce it. There are all kinds of ways of dealing with it. It was just like when the presidents have done that in the past. And when the court handed down the Dred Scott decision, probably the worst decision in history, which said it was okay to have a slave as your property, Abe Lincoln said, no, we're not going to accept that. We have to accept what he did for poor old Dred Scott. But we don't have to make it a national rule, and we're not going to make it a national rule. And I wrote a book several years ago called The Supremacist, in which I talked about these judges who think they are, I think they're God or something, because they think they can rewrite the Constitution, which they have designated as a living document, and that they can rewrite according to their own pleasure. And that's not our country. We've got to speak up and say we're not going to put up with it.
Well, Phyllis, we've got about 90 seconds left. Give us
I want to remind you to go on my website, eagleforum.org.
Eagleforum.org. Give us one example of what governors can do. If the Supreme Court imposes same-sex marriage, how can governors respond to prevent that ruling from being enforced in their own state? What can they do?
Especially if it's got a law against same-sex marriage in that state, the governor can tell the people who issue these certificates that they can't do it. And then if they go ahead and try to do it anyway, somebody will sue, and then the government, the president, will not enforce it. He will not send Eric Holder or his substitute around to enforce a decision that we believe is violative of our national rule.
That was also from Right Wing Watch. That was Phyllis Schlafly, or Schlafly. I can't pronounce her last name right.
She and her Eagle Forum have been beating their drum for like 40 years. They've been around forever.
She was apparently against the ERA as well.
At the end of that video, she sounds like she's nodding off. And the things and the things and the.
Brian Fisher is just so entertaining.
So Phyllis Schlafly says that we've had the definition of marriage in America for thousands of years, and she should know. She was there at the beginning.
I helped him plant the first flag.
It was her and Brian Williams 1,000 years ago when America was founded.
Okay, man. Oh my God! I love this. I love her argument. She says Dred Scott was bad because it violated rights of people.
Yeah, you know the thing is. Go ahead.
And denying rights to gays is good.
Yeah, you know the thing is, she says, "Oh, the content. They claim it's a living document. Well, yeah, it's a living document because we can change it. And they think, well, they could just change it at their pleasure." No, they can't just change it at their pleasure. They have this shit gets voted on and whatnot.
Yeah, I think she's talking about the Supreme amendments Court and we they change. Interpret it.
What's that, Joe?
I'm sorry. She's talking about the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court interprets the document.
Yeah.
So it's living, yes. It can be changed by the Congress and the states, yes. But the Supreme Court interprets what it means.
Right.
So they do have the power, in effect, to kind of change it. Not literally what it says, but what it means.
Right. But the thing is, they don't do it at their pleasure. Like, say, oh, tomorrow, next week, if you like cotton candy, you got to go to debtor's prison. Decided to change it to that. That's going around her little squirrel mind. And the thing is, one more last point here. The fact is that she's going on about how these judges are, you know, messing with the Constitution or whatever, is the fact is that because of that Constitution and because of the Supreme Court, she has a right to actually get on that show, to speak her mind, and to have authority, you know. Because if we're going to go by the religious text that they believe in, she would not be allowed to vote. She would not be allowed to speak, at least in a public forum like that. And she would have even any equal rights as a man does today. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she
– and Connie said own property as well, too. So thank you, Connie.
Yeah, the decisions that the Supreme Court makes aren't based on like what you were saying, like a whim. Like they don't just like wake up one morning and go, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it this way. What happens is there's a conflict. A conflict develops because one party says the Constitution says this. Another party says the Constitution says that. They bring it to the Supreme Court, and that's when they collectively hear out the arguments and then decide, like, okay, what does it mean? What kind of precedent are we going to set?
Right.
It's not just some kind of whim thing. It's not like, you know, they're running around just like, woohoo, yeah, we're the Supreme Court. We're going to just fuck up the Constitution.
They're too old to do that, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And she also puts in there that they should, no matter what they say, if, especially if it goes against what they want, that they said, well, we should just ignore that. The government should just, the rest of the other government, even though it's a federal law, they'd say, oh, let's just not do it. But let's turn this around on its head for a second. If they come out and say, okay, the judges up there that made the same decision as the stupid-ass Hobby Lobby case, they say, you know what? Gay marriage is against the Constitution, which it's obviously not. Is constitutional.
They'd be completely for it.
Exactly. And then they would say,
the court is doing their job. This is completely constitutional.
Yep. Yeah. And then
it's like when they see activist judges.
Right.
They only call it activist judges when the ruling goes against what they like.
Right. Exactly. And then they would say, well, we're going to turn this on their heads. And they would say, you have to listen to the Supreme Court. Then first they're saying, we should be able to set it aside, do it, you know, not do what they say if it goes against what we want. But if it does the way we want, then you have to listen to us. Because the Supreme Court said so. They want to have their cake and eat it too here.
Then what's the point of the Supreme Court? Why even make a decision at all if you're not going to, like, listen? You're not going to pay attention or abide by what the Supreme Court rules.
Yeah.
And Supreme Court rulings aren't even final. Like, you can reverse a Supreme Court ruling with a new law.
Exactly.
And you can also amend the Constitution to you know, reverse. Like, she mentions the Dred Scott decision, mm-hmm. which was said that Dred Scott was property and had to go back to being a slave. Mm-hmm. It was a terrible decision. Well, they amended the Constitution, did away with slavery.
Right.
Dred Scott decision, out the window.
Yep. Exactly. We had a tweet come in from Dawkins Dog. It's being retweeted here. It's a proven fact that denying gays their constitutional rights will make them decide to be heterosexual, isn't it? You know, it's like, there's, all right, you got you gay people out there, you can't get married, so you better be heterosexual now. No more gay stuff. Come on now, really?
I just think it's ironic that Phyllis Schlafly actually defended black people.
You know, in the way she was speaking, if the Supreme Court came out tomorrow saying that they could own black people again, she'd be all for that too, I'm sure.
She's like, how much?
How much? Yeah, I got a $50 here. So she's just a fine piece of work of human being. Ugh, not. We got one last clip we're going to play. It's from Wretched Robertson. And this one is, I saved this one for last because Robertson is a class act all on his own. So let's go to clip four.
My son recently got married to another man, and now he and his husband are trying to adopt a child. I feel like this would be unfair for the child. What should I do?
I think you ought to pray about it, and I think you ought to speak out about it. If you sincerely feel, as I do, that this is wrong, that it's violating the scripture, then they need to know it. But this so-called lifestyle, I just can't believe it. They have tried to destroy marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and they've now brought cases to the Supreme Court saying, well, the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional and so forth. So what should you do? Well, you better get on your knees and pray and let the Lord take care of it, because there isn't a whole lot else you can do.
I agree. I think they should all get on their knees and pray, and that's it.
Well, there was some – the thing is, though, with Robertson, he's like what you said. He said, get on your knees and pray, because that's all they can do. That's right. That's all you can do.
And that's all they should do. They should stop voting. They should stop writing to their congressmen.
Yeah.
They should stop going to rallies. They should just pray.
Yeah.
And forever and ever.
We all know how effective
that
is.
Knock it out of the park.
And the thing is –
change that world.
Yeah. And the thing is – this woman who writes in saying the gay couple got married, and then they're like, they're going to adopt a child. Oh, that's just terrible for the child. So it's better to sit someplace with somebody that doesn't love them versus somebody who wants to actually adopt them. Yeah, that's much better. Really?
Yeah, really. No, I love that. Get on your knees and pray, because there's nothing else you can do. So basically, Pat Robertson, you're admitting defeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's all you have left.
That's
pray.
What I was
okay.
thinking. That's I saw that clip originally. That's exactly what. That's kind of my way of thinking.
Well, I mean, they could pray extra hard.
So yeah, okay. We won. You lost. Now go ahead and die. Take your stupid faith with you. And by the way, Pat Robertson, gays didn't destroy marriage. The Macarena did.
Yeah. Oh, and you know the thing that he says that it's biblically to be one man and one woman. That's just completely wrong. If he actually read his Bible honestly, there is multiple marriages in the Bible. It's one man and 700 wives and 500 concubines.
Concubines.
or if the husband dies, you get the brother gets to marry the wife. So
that's a story of Abraham, isn't it?
I think so. Oh, what the hell was that?
Wasn't me.
It was probably me. I could have swore I shut things off, but I guess I didn't. Sorry about that. Anyway, if he actually read his Bible honestly, he would know it. What's that?
I don't know if it's exclusively the story of Abraham, but I know it's in the Old Testament where, like, if a woman marries a man and he dies and she doesn't have a kid, she should marry his brother to try to have a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, you know, yeah, traditional marriage. Great.
Yeah. That's not a marriage that I don't
think.
That's
icky.
Yeah. No, or how about this is a traditional marriage? If you rape a woman, you have to marry her. You have to force to be married. Marry your rapist. There's a nice traditional marriage, too.
That's also icky.
It is icky.
I don't like that.
For her, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you just got a hot virgin.
Well, guarantee you one thing's for sure. If that statute were real and you had to marry your rapist, no one would rape Shafley. Guaranteed. Just saying.
And if we all lived our lives according to what the Bible says, we'd all be in prison.
Absolutely. I know. I'd probably be under the prison.
Actually, we wouldn't be because the Bible would validate it and it would be legal.
Right. Well, yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, too.
By today's standards and what it actually says in there.
Yeah, Torvin in the chat room said Jesus also said to leave your family and follow him.
Exactly.
So, everybody, where are you still with your families?
And bring his enemies before him and slay him.
Yep. Yeah. He did say that.
Because he's a man of peace. Just like his religion. It's all peaceful. All this shit is peaceful, damn it.
I was just going to say, a lot of people claim that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality, but he did say he was coming to carry a sword, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Slavery too.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, he did. But there was also the fact is that Connie and I were going back and forth on this.
And Connie was 100% right.
Well, she usually is.
I know. I can say that without even knowing what you were talking about. It could have been your favorite color. Connie's right.
No, we were talking about how they say that Jesus apparently never talked about gay people, but there is a passage in there. I don't remember it off the top of my head. Where they talked about eunuchs. So that's kind of right along in that same lineage there.
The prohibitions against homosexuality in the New Testament, I believe, are in Paul's letters.
Yeah.
Which predate the Gospels.
Yeah.
And Paul is all about, like, he never, like, says that he met a physical human Jesus. He talks about revelations. Jesus talked to him through revelation or he saw Jesus in the sky or whatever. So all of Paul's mentions of homosexuality, which are just as brutal as the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
Are all revealed to him through Jesus. So
supposedly.
So, well,
yeah, I supposedly. Yeah, so.
And then aliens showed up and then and Gilgamesh bought them all beers and, you know, it's, yeah, I know.
Little side note on the Paul thing there. There are people who speculate that Paul was actually having, like, a seizure of some kind. So this is why he thought he saw visions.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
So, I mean, I imagine how people that have seizures will see visions, too. But that's beside the point here.
Muhammad is said to have done the same thing. He would go into a cave in the middle of the desert, and he would have visions. And mm-hmm. he would spend, like, you know, an entire month in this cave and just sweat it out and have seizures and visions and blah, blah, blah. I mean, Native Americans in sweat lodges do the same things. They find their spirit animals. They go in these lodges. They, you know.
Yeah. But we're kind of getting off track here a little bit.
We're getting way off track. we were talking about what? Pat Robertson?
Pat Robertson, right. Yeah, we were talking about Pat Robertson. I don't know how we got to the Indians.
Pat Robertson lives in Virginia. He has a very, very nice house.
He does.
All his kids are also rich.
Yes. And he owns several diamond mines, as a matter of fact, too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you guys imagine Pat Robertson on Cribs?
Ugh.
He's like walking very slowly through this immense house, and he's like, "And down here's where I keep all my diamonds, the ones soaked in blood."
There we go.
He like opens the door, and there's like all these like leather whips and chains and stuff in there. He's like, "Oh, I don't mean to show you. No, it's for the horses."
Yeah. Duncan Jung from the chat room said, "But a eunuch cannot enter heaven, Leviticus 21:18. No man who has any defect may come near." And that's true. That's actually in the Bible. Like, say, if a guy had only had one testicle, he wouldn't be allowed to go into church ever again.
So how is circumcision not having a defect?
I don't know. Well, because it's manually done, I guess. I don't know. Because it's actually physically done to you. It's not like you were born that way.
No.
No. Circumcision is a covenant. It said so in the book.
Well, there are multiple covenants.
Still, it just shows inconsistency in God's law.
Yeah, there are multiple covenants in the Bible.
There's multiple inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
That's because man wrote it, and that's why it's a piece of shit. Sorry.
There you go with your blasphemy again.
You're so blasphemous, Dana.
That's my middle name, Talking Blasphemous Primate.
Hey, it's better than Fucktard Fisher's middle name, you know, Fucktard. But
but you digress.
But I digress, right. Anyway, we are coming up on our last, 5-10 minutes here. Anybody have any last, our last 5 minutes of the show here. Anybody have any last thoughts on the whole Christians martyring themselves?
Yeah. Well, first of all, like I said, if they have a tendency towards self-destruction, they should take advantage of it. But other than that, essentially we're seeing the anti-gay states basically flip the argument and claim that their religious liberty somehow trumps the law of the land. Mm-hmm. So this is why you're seeing like defiance from the right, who have kind of a my way or the heavenly highway mentality.
Yeah.
And which is why you're ending up with just sheer lunacy. It's just one more. I mean, it's just story after story after story of, come on, seriously? You don't get this yet.
Yeah. There was actually something else that I didn't get a link to it ready, but there was just recently, I think it was down in Arizona, this woman, she wanted to put into their estate law, she put forth a bill anyway, so that people would be forced to go to church. I mean, that completely goes right against the First Amendment of separation of church and state. And she wants to put this bill in because of her religious liberty. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Why would you want to force somebody to go to a building that they don't want to be there at? Are we going to have cops out there patrolling the highways? Say, why aren't you at church? I mean, really? I mean,
God, I hope so.
if everybody is forced to go to church, and the cops are out remaining around looking for people to force them to go to church, why aren't the cops allowed to go to church? Then everybody gets to become a policeman, I guess. You know, everybody gets a job with the police force so they can catch everybody to force them to go so they can stay out, I guess. You know, I don't know.
Actually, I read the same article that you did, Packard, and they have a poll at the bottom of that from that KIRO or whatever the thing is. It says, are you in favor of this bill? 97% no, and like 3% yes. So I'm thinking to myself, well, the 3% must be clergy.
We need you to give us your dollars.
Yeah. The funny thing about that bill is that it came about in basically because Arizona is trying to figure out why they have so much frickin' gun violence. And she basically says that it's because of the moral decay. Oh, and by moral decay, I mean the gun manufacturers are in bed with the politicians selling more guns, so you're going to have more gun violence. It doesn't have anything to do with moral decay. It has to do with the amount of guns that are being bought, especially in crazy red states like Arizona and Nevada and what have you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really have anything to do with moral decay.
Yeah. My daughter found the hashtag you were talking about, Joe.
I was going to bring that up. I found it, too.
Yeah, we just need to pee. I do remember hearing about that hashtag.
Well, there's more than one hashtag. And I said it was in Australia. It's also in the United States and Canada.
Okay.
And the main hashtag is OccuPotty. OccuPotty.
Thanks,
Alex, for looking it up. The other hashtag is the one Alex found, We Just Need to Pee, yes. And another one is Trans Lives Matter.
Yes.
But if you look for these hashtags on Twitter and then do a image search, you'll find the pictures that I was talking about. These born women look like men. They have beards. They're pretty big. You know, they look like husky dudes. And they're in the ladies' room. Mm-hmm. And it's like, do you feel comfortable with me in here?
Right.
And if you look further in there, you could find, women who were born men who now look very much like women who are in the bathroom with urinals and guys trying to pee. And they're sitting there taking a selfie in the mirror. And it's like, OccuPotty.
Yeah.
Trans Lives Matter. It's pretty crazy, you know. I mean, I think most people, if they went to the bathroom with a transgendered person, wouldn't even notice.
Most likely not.
They would just go in there, do their business, and leave. They would not even notice.
Exactly. I know these people aren't the ones I'm going to mention here are not necessarily transgender, but there are professional men and women out there who professionally dress as the other gender for for parties or for
entertainment
value, right? And you can't tell that these people are the opposite sex. I mean, or that, and it's and the fact is that they think that these people are going to be in there like cruising for them. I mean, and you mentioned it right towards the top of the show there that Joe, that you're not hanging around in the bathroom for sex. You're just going to the bathroom to use the bathroom.
Because that's what the truck stop is for.
Right. Well, there are those ones with the glory hole, but.
Right.
All right. Well, we are coming down to our last few minutes here. Last comment here from C. Walker in the chat room. That's most Christian preachers think that LGBT were molested and are pedophiles themselves. They think it's catching, like you can go and catch it like a disease. Like you know, they got something on their hand. They go, "Oh my God, I'm gay now all of a sudden because I touched a gay man or a gay woman." That doesn't work that way.
I thought it was like pitching and catching, if you know what I mean.
Isn't that baseball? I never got that. No,
nobody brought up the Indiana thing, so we're going to have to save that for another show, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess so. What was the Indiana thing? We got like 2 minutes left.
Oh, the Indiana thing. But the governor signed the anti-gay law into businesses are now boycotting Indiana. It's huge.
Okay, yeah, that's right. There was a recent decision in Indiana. There was a $50 million convention that comes out there, and they say, you know, if you guys sign this, we're going to pull out our $50 million. And the governor goes, yeah, right. And from what I understand, they've already pulled out. And you just said there, Dana, that these other places are also pulling out. So
George Takei has been banging the drum about this.
Mm-hmm. There's an old saying, money talks, bullshit walks. And with more money leaving Indiana, this governor is going to find himself under a shitload of pressure from his own constituents. Say, hey, you're fucking with our money. These people were giving us money for our goods and services, and you've completely fucked that up now.
What's cool about Indiana, though, is some businesses I've seen on social media have been printing up signs and saying, we support equality, and they'll hang the signs on the front windows of their businesses just to let people know, like, even though this law came down and it's now legal to discriminate, we're not going to do that because we're not like that.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool.
We're counting
like, not everybody in Indiana is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're just the government.
Although I did see a meme today. It was kind of funny. It said, Kentucky making Indiana look classy since 1816.
Classy. Dawkins says, my ex was from Indiana and extremely Christian. This was before I was an atheist, so I make Hitchens look like a pope. Thank you, Dawkins Duck. So, yeah, the Christians out there that think that your marriage is going to be in kind of some jeopardy, or you have to martyr yourself because the laws are going to change, please don't. I mean, let people live their lives. There is no reason to do this. I mean, overall, we are a land of laws, and we're a land of people, and we need to coexist with those laws and with each other. But anyway, we need to get out of here. So I'm going to thank everybody for coming to the chat room. We had nice turnout tonight, and I would like to see that again. And remember, you can call in to the shows when you have these long topics at the end of the month, each month. And the number is 857-216-3200. PIN number.
If you call that number, Packard will sexually harass you over the phone at first, but then put you on the air.
Some people might like that, Joe. But the PIN number is 35368. You do need to use the PIN number, otherwise you won't get through all the way. So, and if people who call and do want to get sexually harassed, please tell me in advance, and you know we'll arrange something.
Right. We'll send you dick pics.
I'm not sending pictures of you, Joe. I'm just kidding.
Lots of dick pics.
Lubricant. Like,
okay, man, it's not funny anymore. Stop sending these. Another three.
That one's a different color.
He puts them through like Photoshop filters. Like, well, check this out. Like, wait.
Rainbow.
I enhanced the shadows.
Rainbow.
This one has better contrast.
He sends one in like sepia tone.
You got that one too?
Oh,
he's like, it's a twister. I'm like, stop. Oh.
He promised that I was the only one he sent that one to. Now I'm sad.
Anyway, we'll come to the show and you can get in on all these extra laughs. But we'll see you next week with our regular longer show. We hope to see you there. This has been Packard Pokes at. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.